بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب الاعتكاف. This kitab is with regard to the virtues and the importance of اعتكاف. اعتكاف is normally made in Ramadan, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It is sunnah مؤكدة على الكفاية. That is, if somebody fulfills that, the whole community is relieved of it. But if nobody makes it, then everyone will be sinful with regard to that. Allah Ta'ala says, وَطَحِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ, that keep my houses clean and pure for those people who will make tawaf, those people who will make namaz and who will make i'tikaf. From here, the cleanliness of the masjid is also referred to. The masjid must always be kept in a very nice and clean way, so that people who come for namaz in the Haram Sharif, who make tawaf, and for those who want to make i'tikaf, they are comfortable and they feel at home when they make the i'tikaf. The cleanliness of the masjid is a great sign of iman also and connection with Islam. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما says كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان, that it was the common habit of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم to make اعتكاف in the last 10 days of Ramadan. The last 10 days and nights, which is a practice in the ummah till today, and we must make a lot of shukr that through our elders this practice is common and known to us, whereas there are very many Muslim communities where i'tikaf is not known. They don't make i'tikaf. It is not a common practice. Even qurbani, we should make shukr to Allah that we have been connected with our elders and our ulama. Qurbani is also a common practice amongst us. Otherwise, there are many Muslim communities in the world who don't know about qurbani. There is no importance of qurbani, no importance of i'tikaf. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that it was the common habit of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he used to make i'tikaf during the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan. Hatta tawaffahu Allah ta'ala thumma i'takafa azwajuhu min ba'dihi. Until Allah ta'ala had taken Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he used to make, throughout his life, he used to make i'tikaf. From the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started, right up to the time he left this world. And after that, his wives were also particular of making i'tikaf. So that is also a practice. Women also should try and make i'tikaf. If they have a fixed place where they make their namaz at home, like a namaz room or any fixed place, then they should make i'tikaf there. If they don't have any fixed place, then they should demarcate a place for the i'tikaf and they should make i'tikaf in their homes. The i'tikaf is for women also. In even our community, there are many people who, many women and even men who feel that there isn't taraweeh for women. Women must also make the taraweeh individually at home. That is also important. Some people feel, oh, the taraweeh is only for men. And i'tikaf is for men also, and women should also try and make this i'tikaf. That is a thing where we, even though we have other aspects of deen, but this i'tikaf for women is still not such a common practice. Women should also try and make i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف في كل رمضان عشرة أيام, that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make اعتكاف in every Ramadan, the 10 days and nights, that is the last 10 days and nights. فلما كان عام الذي قبض فيه, and when it was the year in which Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam away, in other words, the last year of his life, i'takafa 20 yawman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made i'tikaf for 20 days in the last year before he had left this world. So i'tikaf is also a great ibadat. It comes in the hadith sharif that a person who makes one day's i'tikaf with sincerity for Allah's pleasure, Allah makes three trenches for him between him and Jahannam. And the distance of each trench is the distance between the earth and the sky. So much distance Allah makes for him between Jahannam. It is great virtue for even making i'tikaf any time of the year between Maghrib and Isha. And whenever we come in the masjid, we should make niyat of i'tikaf. As long as we are in the masjid, make niyat. So as long as we are, even if we are waiting for namaz, we are just sitting, we are not even reading tasbih, we will be getting sawab all the time. And if we can, try and make i'tikaf, even sometimes between Maghrib and Isha, there are very great virtues for that also. May Allah let every aspect of deen become alive in us.